Hi, this is RuPaul. I'm here on Queer Music Heritage wishing you a very queer Christmas.
Lacey Beans, the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear. In the store, there's a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking round in women's underwear.
In the office, there's a guy named Melvin. He pretends that I am Murphy Brown.
He'll say, are you ready? We'll say, whoa, man. Let's wait until the wife is out of town. Later on, if you wanna, we can dress like Madonna. Put on some eye shade and join the parade. Wearing her clothes, silk pantyhose, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear, walking round in women's underwear.
You probably already know that song was called Walking Round in Women's Underwear, and was one of the concoctions cooked up by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio. It's from their 1993 CD, I Am Santa Claus. And I am J.D. Doyle, welcoming you to my Queer Christmas special, part of Queer Music Heritage, heard on Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. Yes, this will be very queer. And this is not just any December show. You see, next month is my 10th anniversary of QMH, and accordingly, this month is my 10th anniversary doing Christmas shows. So I decided to make the first hour sort of a Best of Queer Music Heritage Christmas. I figure over the years I've played close to 500 different holiday songs, either by GOBT artists or having a gay connection lyrically. Picking only the roughly 17 songs to make this show was therefore quite a challenge, and of course very subjective. But these are all old favorites of mine, and I hope yours. Now, this applies for just the first hour of the show. You can find on my website more gay-related Christmas music, including brand new material. And that includes one song recorded especially at my request. All that's on my site at www.queermusicheritage.com. But let's get started with more music. And here is one of the best. In my opinion, when you're considering not isolated songs, but a queer Christmas album taken as a whole, this may be the very best one. Here's the title track from the 1995 album by Venus Envy, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm dreaming tonight of the girls I love, even more than I usually do. And although it's been said I may never be wed, I promise you I'll be a homo for Christmas. We'll stand below the mistletoe. Sing out, girls. Yes, I'll be a homo for Christmas and Easter and Labor Day. You can really count on me. Not homo sapien, not homo erectus, but homosexual. We'll stand below the mistletoe and share anatomy. Christmas Eve will find us where it's warm and gay.
Of course, that was Chris Williamson and Greetings of the Season, which was the opening track of her 1985 album, Snow Angel, released on Olivia Records. She released a new holiday album last year, but for this show, I had to go back to her classic one.
It came upon a midnight clear, that troublesome call from my mom.
We want you here to share Christmas, dear, but please don't bring your friend Tom.
We're coming, Mother, and get this clear. Together we'll come as your guest. I'm thrilled to love a fine man like Tom, and won't respect your request.
It's not that he's not a lovely boy, but think of your family, dear. If you come home with a man again, they'll guess that you are a queer. The holidays are for family, and Tommy just wouldn't fit in. Let Tom spend Christmas in Italy, his mom will want to see him.
It's time you started to share my joy, and realize I'm proud to be gay. I can't come home and be closeted, I'm through with living that way. So add a setting right next to mine, a place tag for Tim and for Tom. For he is part of my family.
We'll see you at Christmas time, Mom. God help you, merry dykes and popes, for much to your dismay, you have to see your family at least on Christmas Day. For relative discomfort or for total disarray, and they dare call this comfort and joy, comfort and joy, and they dare call this comfort and joy. God help you, merry dykes and poofs, it's true beyond a doubt. Noel's the strongest argument you have for coming out. Present it as a Christmas gift and hear the family shout that you dare call this comfort and joy, that you dare call this comfort and joy. Don we now our gay apparel, dykes and poofs take cheer. We'll sing a token Christmas carol, then we'll have New Year. A man who thinks he's God, there's one born every day, I fear. And they dare call this comfort and joy, and they dare call this comfort and joy. Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Out of closets, out to say, liberation's on its way. Some they laughed at, some they jailed, some they sacked, but still they failed to crush the pride that makes us free. Gays in solidarity, hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out. Told us we were weak and sad, monsters perverse, sick or mad. Told us we should know our place, strangers to the human race. Turned out this was just a rumor, but we kept our sense of humor. Smash the lies and learn to care. Now we've love and life to share. Hark the herald fairies shout, gay is good and gays are out.
Lots of history there. Around 1981, Jerry Falwell's Moral Majority was perhaps at its loudest, and a choral group in San Francisco was formed in protest. They called themselves the Choral Majority, and their goals were to celebrate the gay community while at the same time challenging audiences and informing them of issues, all to the tune of a church choir. So, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear was one of the 28 parodies found on the very rare cassette tape they released called The Choral Majority's Greatest Hits. And from the other side of the world, following basically the same path, was the Gay Liberation Choir of Sydney, Australia. And they spelled choir Q-U-I-R-E. That group was also formed in 1981, and over the next 6 years was very active in the gay movement in Australia. In 1983, they released an EP single called The Gay Liberation Choir Goes Down on Vinyl. It contained the two songs you heard, God Help You Merry Dykes and Poofs, and Hark the Herald Fairies Shout. This next song is not from a Christmas album, but the song's story takes place at Christmas time. It's from an artist I much admire, Brady Earnhardt from a 2003 album he named after a South Carolina island, Manalapan. The song is Honey Don't Think Your Mama Don't Know.
Settling down, that'll make a long vacation. Waking up without you around, it's hard enough to see you getting on that plane, but thinking of you home all Christmas, trying not to say my name. Honey, don't think your mama don't know. Say she's wise, and she's not quite family, but she's got two good eyes. So honey, don't think your mama don't know. It wasn't just a slacker fad to keep the playgirl underneath the mattress pad. Maybe you could fool your dad, but don't think she don't. Just the wishing that you'd say my name, and I'm not the kind to tell you. We have to go about it the same. But since she always wanted you to tell her the truth, take her at her word on this war, she could even a convert of you. Honey, don't think your mama don't know. Did she name you Troy to remind you what to buy when you find a boy? Go ahead and play it coy, just don't. Go on, play it coy, just don't think she don't know.
Hear the carolers coming down the walk. I guess I ought to go and turn the porch light on. And they compete with the ticking of the clock. It's gotten so much louder since you've been gone. And it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. There's something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas. 'Cause you're not here this year. And stores are filled with Christmas buy and sell. Salvation Army Santa rings his bell. I watch the couple shopping two by two, and just like we used to do. And yet it doesn't seem like Christmas. Something isn't here. No, it doesn't seem like Christmas. There's something missing here. And it doesn't feel like Christmas, 'cause you're not here this year.
After Brady Earnhardt was another song that did not come from a holiday album, Doesn't Seem Like Christmas. It's from the only recording by Dennis Hensley, an excellent album from 1999 called The Water's Fine. Want to pick up the beat? Well, here's a classic song to do it, done by our favorite drag queen, RuPaul. In 1997, she released a totally classic recording called Ho Ho Ho, and it has lots of gems, but one I keep going back to is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
All right, y'all. Here's the story of the legendary queens. Miss Dasher, Dancer, Prancy, Vixen, Lady Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzenia. But child, do you remember the fiercest drag queen of them all? RuPaul the Red-Nosed Drag Queen.
Drag Queen
had a very shiny nose, and if you ever
saw it,
you would even say it glows.
Ooh.
All of the other
drag queens
used to laugh and call her names. They never let poor RuPaul join in any drag queen. Santa came to say, RuPaul, with your nose so bright, won't you star in my show tonight? Then how the drag queens loved her as they shouted out with glee,
RuPaul, you Bigfoot red-nosed drag queen, you'll go down in history.
No!
No, that was not the Village People doing Christmas takes on Macho Man and N-O-E-L. That was a group of singers calling themselves Holiday Express. According to their site, they are an all-volunteer, non-sectarian organization that raises funds for various charity groups, including people living with AIDS. And I've no idea if the members are gay, but that recording was so superb I could not resist it. And that applies as well to this next song. Again, I don't know if the singers are gay, but they are doing a wonderful parody of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, and it took two groups to pull it off. The instrumental group Pledge Drive was joined in 2003 by an a cappella group called One of Each. I think this is an amazing work, Christmas Rhapsody.
Is this the Yuletide? It's such a mystery. Will I be denied, or will there be gifts for me? Come down the stairs, look under the tree and see.
I'm such a bad boy, I get no sympathy.
'Cause I've been raising Cain, raising hell, don't be. Christmas really matters to me, to me.
Santa, been really bad, been writing on the wall, broke a window with my ball.
Santa Claus, will you come down my chimney?
Donner and Blitzen, Cupid and Vixen, please.
Pull the sleigh,
pull the sleigh,
pull the sleigh, Santa, please don't give him
a call.
nobody loves me.
He's such a bad boy from a bad family. Big chunks of coal should go under his tree.
Raising Cain, raising hell, please don't give me coal.
Kris Kringle,
no, do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Kris Kringle,
do not give him coal.
Give him coal.
Do not give him coal.
Santa, come on, Santa.
Santa, please don't give me coal. Saint Nicholas has a lump of anthracite for me, for me, for me.
I'm sure you noticed and figured out the missing word there. Homo Christmas by Pansy Division is one of my very favorite queer Christmas songs, and I really wish I could play an unedited version on the broadcast edition of this show. But no, better not. So this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. Because I believe our music history is a visual as well as an audio experience. You know, I collect gay and lesbian related Christmas music all year, and it seems like this was another banner year, as I found enough new material, songs I've never played before, to give you another 2 hours of programming. So, having no willpower at all, that's what I did. You can find those segments at www.queermusicheritage.com. And for more very queer programming, please listen After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude.
I want to be a Christmas present. I want to be a Christmas queer. I want to be a Christmas present. Have a home of Christmas. I want to be a Christmas present.
I know I said at the start of the show that the songs I play would be the best of past Christmas shows, but I'm going to slip in one I've never played before, and I think I have a good reason for including it now. Next month on my show, I celebrate the 10th anniversary of QMH, and I wanted that show to be extra special. So I will have for you an interview with Holly Neer, one of the most iconic founders of the women's music movement. Knowing I would do the actual interview prior to this show, I asked her about a recording she did with Brian Lane Green that appeared on the 1993 Various Artists album, Cabaret Noel, A Broadway Cares Christmas. I asked her to tell me about their recording of O Holy Night.
There's a wonderful singer, Brian Green, who has a career on Broadway, as well as works in a show called Three Men and a Baby Grand, is also now doing, I think there's a series out of three tenors who are doing Broadway, you know, the sort of picking up on the three tenors thing. So he's got quite a career out there, and he's a dear friend of mine. And we began working on that song, and it just soared. It was just amazing. And so we recorded it for Broadway Cares. They were putting out a holiday record. I love singing with him. There's something about our voices that just hook up really, really nicely together.
What she didn't add was that she modified the lyrics to be more in line with one of her lifelong philosophies. Notice that the song now says to rise from our knees and hear the people's voices, to let peace be born.
Brightly shining.
This is the time a new decade is born.
Long has lived the world in fear and error pining. But when peace appears, the soul knows its worth. A thrill of hope. A weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Rise from our knees and hear the people's voices. Oh, night divine.
Again, that was Holly Neer and Brian Lane Green. Brian has released several solo albums that I think are excellent. And from that same Broadway Cares album comes another song I love. It's by B.D. Wong, who you probably know more as a Broadway and television actor. Here he's doing the song, Wishing You a Drag Queen Christmas.
You've been under the weather for a long time and haven't been able to shop. This room's a bit drab. You need something fab, something really over the top. Christmas is a time for overdoing, a season when more is more. So don't be distressed, you're not looking your best. That's what makeup is for. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, full of tinsel and glitter and bows, with glamorous gowns complementing your crowns and diamonds on your hose. A very special drag queen Christmas, full of champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. 'Cause you deserve to be gorgeous after all you've been through. Ooh, with platform heels so high, you'll look angels in the eye, and they will sing back up for you. I'm wishing you a drag queen Christmas, with lipstick as red as Santa's suit, mascara for days, fingernails all ablaze, and baskets filled with fruit. Very special drag queen Christmas, with champagne and caviar. When you trim your tree in festive finery, may your hair be as high as a star. May your hair be as high star. May your hair be as high as a star in the sky. May your hair be as high as a
strand of lights, a few small decorations, reds and greens, and yet to me the most beautiful of nights, not just for how it looks, for what it means. For it's our first tree in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store?
but may it be the first of many more. This Christmas Eve, the tree we have is small, and the gifts that lie beneath it may be few. Yet I'll receive the most cherished gift of all, to wake up Christmas morning next to you. For it's our first year in our first home, with our first wreath upon the door. And on this first Christmas, who knows what may lie in store? But may it be the first of many more. And on this first Christmas, the one gift I'm wishing for, may it be the first of many more.
And also from 1993, I wanted to pull a song from the soundtrack from the AIDS musical, All That He Was. The vocalists Gary Imhoff and Robert Pateri did a very touching job on the song, Our First Christmas. I've got to include some Christmas blues, and that's the name of the song by Martin Swinger. It's from his 1998 album, Scrapbook, and also on one by him from 2000 called Bare Naked, with Bear spelled B-E-A-R.
My baby left me this morning without even saying why. Here's what he wrote in his little note. Sorry about Christmas, goodbye. He could have waited till New Year's. I could have stood that. Why did he leave on Christmas Eve? What will I do with this Christmas night? Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring, I'm gonna sing Christmas all night. We always celebrated Christmas, a season that filled me with cheer. You know I was trying to be so good, make up for the rest of the year. I love the hustle and the bustle. You know I used to hum silver bells. Now when I do, I'm reminded of you. It's not Merry Christmas, it's become Christmas hell. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring. Unwrap them one by one.
What else can I do? They're all addressed to you. My heart in a ribbon has all come undone. So let the night go on without me. No, I don't want to hear jingle bell, unplug the tree. What use can it be? Santa's not showing, a cold wind is blowing. Christmas blues, here's to you. Ain't the fire burning bright? Let carols ring.
This went way, way too fast, but we're down to the end, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, you can write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. And please come back next month for my 10th anniversary show and an interview with Holly Neer. And again, you can find additional hours of this show on my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. Okay, we're up to the closing song, and I've made it a QMH tradition. It's by one of our culture's most talented female impersonators, Jimmy James. On my December shows, I've played it more than any other song. From the album Have Yourself a Jimmy James Merry Christmas from 2002, you won't forget her version of Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish ya a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Oh God! Is there no end to this song? Somebody stop the song. I'm Bette Davis. Stop the song.